This I Believe. A native New Yorker, Nathan Strauss, has been a reporter, editor, merchant, and public servant. Former administrator of the U.S. Housing Authority, he is a pioneer in the field of public housing. Currently, he is president of radio station WMCA in New York. His creed reflects those broad experiences.
In trying to tell what I believe, it seems easier to begin by telling how I came by my belief. Since the dawn of history, man has tried to find the answers to three key questions in life. Where do we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? No man knows the answer. Yet many men have offered many opinions in trying to answer these questions. The opinions have differed widely, as differ they must, for there is no firm ground on which to base them. Yet men have become so convinced of the accuracy of their own particular guess that oceans of blood have been spilled in attempting to force their belief on others. Since no man has yet found the key to unlock these mysteries of life, since there's no proof of the truth or falsity of any of the answers, I believe that each of us must grope as best he can to find at least a partial answer for himself. A man must have a belief to live by. My own groping was given its direction in childhood by the teachings of the Hebrew prophets, that justice must be the basis of the good life on earth, that all men are my brothers, that I am my brother's keeper. This, then, I believe. I believe it's my job as a human being placed on this earth to make life happy, happy for others and happy for myself. I believe in seeking my own happiness in any way that I choose, as long as in so doing I do not hurt anyone else. I believe in seeking the happiness of others by trying to understand them and their problems. I believe that a man is civilized to the degree that he can feel personally the suffering of others. As Eleanor Roosevelt has well said, I think that somewhere there is a record of the things we might do and do not do, either because we're too lazy or because we do not know. I have an idea that lack of knowledge of others' needs is no excuse for our own indifference. Since society gives the weak, the underprivileged, and those with skin of a different color less than justice, I believe we as individuals should try to weight the scale in their favor so as to bring it into balance. I distrust great power, whether the power of an overwhelming majority or the power of overwhelming wealth. I believe it's my job, every man's job, to block great power the moment it tries to impose its ideas on any human being. Thomas Jefferson spoke for me and for all who believe in the dignity of the individual when he said, I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Science tells us that human misfits are not born, they're made by their environment. Slum housing, malnutrition, inadequate health care are partly to blame. But I believe that what makes criminals and breeds wars among nations is above all the prejudice, bigotry, superstition, and false standards of human worth implanted in childhood, in the home, and in the schoolroom. What Norman Kemp Smith stated in his inaugural lecture at the University of Edinburgh in 1919 has always seemed to me a profound truth. The history of human thought is the record not of a progressive discovery of truth, but of our gradual emancipation from error.
That was Nathan Strauss of New York City, a sincere citizen who activates his private beliefs with public service.